We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy, what is today? Wednesday. Happy Wednesday, everybody. I had to think about it a little bit. I got a little sleep last night, but I still was tossing and turning, wondering how many deer were out on the peanut field having them a midnight snack. But anyway, let's check out some weather. It was a little cool this morning. Currently, basically the whole state's in the mid 50s. Really, 55 at Buffalo, 54 at May Ranch Mezzanine's back up today. 57 at Hollis, 56 at Hobart. Eric, you're 55, and the home of the secret weapon, Cheyenne, Oklahoma, is 54 degrees, and out here in the Panhandle, Texas, more of the same. 57 at Odell, 55 at Wellington, 54 at Dozier, 54 at Miami, and Lipscomb is 54 degrees. I will tell you, I did have a little adventure this morning about 4:30. I rehomed 9 more coons. That's a total of 52 raccoons that I've rehomed. And that's being nice with that word. In the last 75 days, 52 coons on 30 acres of peanuts. Think about that. That's almost 2 coons per acre. So anyway, we have problems. It's caught me off guard. I knew I had a lot of raccoons around, especially living that. I mean, we live right next to the river, but 52. And I know I missed a couple last night. The eyeballs were somewhere in the trees, and I couldn't find them. But anyway, you guys get a chance to trap or get rid of some coons, you need to do it. And lots of things could be causing this. Number one, we're in a flash drought right now. Not a lot of green things out there to eat, so they're moving up and down creeks and rivers, going somewhere where there is food. Understandable. Deer feeders are back in action. Hunting season's here. That could be one of the issues also. And nobody traps and hunts them anymore. As we was talking this morning, I think it was Gary and I was talking, nobody traps and runs coon dogs anymore. Very few, if they are. And coon hides aren't worth nothing. So it's just a bad deal. But coons are one of the main carriers of rabies out in our wildlife, skunks and coons. So get a chance. Either trap them. If you don't want to get rid of them there on the farm, trap them. Take them to your neighbors. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, I don't know what to tell you. Call your state trapper. Call your wildlife game warden, ask him for some place to go with him live, whatever. I don't know what to tell you there. I know I rehomed all mine, and so anyway, one of those deals. The deer, they're getting used to me. The ranger fires up at the house, they're already at a dead run. I don't know. Anyway, with that early cold spell, not early, but as cold as it got this morning, everybody needs to kind of get in their plans to winterize stuff. Don't forget to winterize stuff. I know we got another 10 days of decent weather after today, but don't get caught off guard and winterizing your sprayer, your well house, your faucets, getting everything ready for the winter, because it'll be here before you know it, as you guys all well know. All right, let's see what happened in our big world of agriculture overnight. Soybean futures were higher overnight on some technical buying, and on indication that production in Brazil, the world's largest exporter of the oil seeds, will come in below forecast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. CONAB, the country's national supply company that operates under the Ministry of Agriculture, Livestock and Food Supply, expects production in South American nation at just over 166 million metric tons. USDA last week forecast Brazil's soybean output at 169 million metric tons. Still, if CONAB's projections are realized, production would be up 13% year over year. The U.S. soybean harvest rolls on with 67% of it now in the bin, according to data from the United States Department of Agriculture. That's up from 47% a week earlier and the prior five-year average of 51%. About 47% of the corn crop was harvested as of Sunday. That's up from 30% 7 days earlier and the average of 39% for this time of the year, according to the USDA. Winter wheat planting also moved forward with 64% in the ground versus 51% the week prior and 66% average. 35% of the plants had emerged, up from 25% a week earlier. Soybean futures for November delivery overnight came up 4.5 cents to 10.08 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal added 260 to 314.40 a short ton, and soy oil was up 0.2 cents to 42.65 a pound. 42 cents. Corn futures gained 2.25 to 403.5 a bushel. Wheat futures for December delivery fell 3 cents to $5.76.5 a bushel. And Kansas City futures were down overnight 2.25 to 580.75 a bushel. Inspections of corn and beans for export were lower week to week, according to the USDA. Corn assessments in the 7 days through October 10th fell to 430,000 metric tons. That's down from 947,000 tons previous week in that report. That's also down from 466,000 tons inspected during the same week a year earlier. Soybean inspections were reported at 1.58 million tons. That's down from 1.63 million tons to the week prior, and well below the 2.11 million tons assessed at the same point last year. Wheat inspections rose to 371,000 tons from 363. That's up from the 356,000 tons same week last year. So there you got it. Let's see here. Red flag warnings indicating extremely dry weather have been issued for parts of several states, including South Dakota and Nebraska, while freeze warnings are again in effect from northern Oklahoma, northeast into Ohio, according to the National Weather Service maps. In eastern South Dakota and western Minnesota, winds will be sustained 20 to 30 with wind gusts up to 45. Humidity will drop below 20% this afternoon. In Nebraska, central Nebraska, winds will gust up to 40 miles an hour today, with humidity will fall to 15% or lower. Any fire starts may spread rapidly and become more difficult to control. So in central and southern Kansas, temperatures overnight were forecast to fall as low as 26 degrees Fahrenheit. Further north, temperatures along the border of Iowa and Illinois were in the mid-20s also. I did see some 20s, a couple of 20s on the Mesonet map last night up north of here. Not in our area, but up north of here. So anyway, I got some tickets to give away because True Creek Casino is just going crazy with concerts this week. Anyway, if anybody wants to go see Tracy Byrd with Casey Chestnut this weekend, Saturday, October the 19th at 7 o'clock at the Sugar Creek Casino, text in. I got quite a few tickets to give away if you want to go. Text in the difference. Yesterday, it was the difference between a bull and a steer. Today, it's the difference between a cow and a heifer. Text in your answer. You can't go wrong. You can't be wrong. And your name, And I'll put you down for some tickets this Saturday night to see Tracy Byrd and Casey Chestnut. What's the difference between a cow and a heifer? Can't wait to see some of these answers. All right, today is the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. Let's take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, I'll have your Lipscomb Dealerships grain market update, and we'll see what the results are from Beaver yesterday. See what they had going on up Beaver. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boombacks, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Briley Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
He remembers his dad coming home from the rigs in the early 1980s with his coveralls covered in grease and oil. Then he followed his dad's footsteps into the oil field. He likes the work and appreciates what it's done for his family. But he likes something else a lot more. He and his wife have three grown kids who have kids of their own now. They love playing with those grandbabies. Soon, they'll see their grandkids all they want. Might even fix up the house and go on that Caribbean honeymoon they couldn't afford 35 years ago. When his family was young, he contacted some people who put a plan together for him. He and his wife sacrificed and worked the plan all these years. Their patience and persistence are about to pay off. Advanced Financial Strategies in Clinton, retirewithbaca.com, or 323-6800. All the work you're doing now should lead to something better someday.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 11th. 2,901 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 454 brought 322. 11 at 492 brought 264. 6 at 563 brought 268. 14 at 630 brought 250. 7 at 647 brought 236. 5 at 668 brought 254. 8 at 671 brought 233. 9 head of heifers at 451 brought 265. 8 at 531 brought 242. 7 at 603 brought 219, 5 at 699 brought 211, 18 at 780 brought 221, butcher cows were 70 to 139, butcher bulls brought 76 to 160, bred cows were 1375 to 2500, pairs brought 1285 to 3250. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
We do a ton of wholesale work with your mechanic shops, but it's also the DIY guy that has Saturday afternoon off. He comes in Saturday morning, picks up his stuff, and works on his pickup. It's a wide range of people. It can vary from the biggest shop in town to the smallest shop in town to your guy that works in his garage on the weekend.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. I can tell I've been in a peanut dust. I'm stopped up, got it, and I even got some of my wife's magic oils on me. And anyway, it's not too bad. Could be worse. Let's check out some weather out here. Let's go with Wellington, Texas. 57 degrees, humidity 32, dew point 27. The winds are out of the southeast at 10 with wind gusts up to 13 right now. peak wind gust today, 26 miles an hour, but that was right after midnight. Month-to-date precipitation, 4/100ths of an inch. Red flag minutes today, 0. Sub-freezing minutes today, 0. 8-inch soil temperature, 71 degrees. All right, let's check out the Lipscomb dealerships. Grain market update here real quick. December corn, 405, up 3 3/4. March is 420, up 2.5. Soybeans for November, 982, down 8.5. January, 996, down 7 1/4. Soybean meal for December, 313.10, up 130. January, 311.80, up 40. Soybean oil, December, 41.91, down 54. Hard red winter wheat, coming back a little bit. December, 587, up 4. March is 602, up 3.5. Let's see what's going on here. There we go. Oil out of West Texas. November, 70.50, down 8 cents. December, 69.94, down 7. Natural gas, taking a pretty good hit right now. November is at 240. And looks like the Dow, S&P are all in the green. And the NASDAQ is in the red. Let's see what cattle are doing. Live cattle. December, 186.70, up 17. February, 187.22, down 17. Feeder cattle for November, 246.02, down 45. January's 243.87, down 35. Lean hogs are in the green today. December, 77.17, up 195. And February's 80.97, up 167. Okay, let me see if this report is up. All right, let me see if I can get this beaver report to upload a little bit here. This is a weird deal. Here we go. All right, I think it's good. All right, let's try it. Yesterday at the Beaver Stockyards in Beaver, Oklahoma, up there in the Panhandle of Oklahoma, looks like head count was 4,880 head. Bred heifers, there was about 114 head of them. Average weight, 974. Average price, 254.19. Almost 2,500 a head, 2,475 a head. Bulls, big boys. Where's their final? There we go. 60 head of bulls sold. Average weight, 1,560. Average price, 141.04. 21,99.49 a head. Bull calves. Sorry, this report, you got to scroll through it to get to it. Bull calves, 251 head of bull calves, average weight 528, average price 242.50, $1,279 per head. Let's see here, calves. I'm not sure what that is right there. All right, cows. Let's check out the cows here. Wow, long report here. Sorry, I got to scroll through this beaver report to get to what I need to see. There we go. 586 head of cows sold yesterday. Average weight, 1,223. Average price, 127.43. Brought a little over $1,558 per head for slaughter cows, looks like. Heifer calves. Scrolling through. 997 head, average weight 519, average price 248.48 per pound or per hundredweight. Sorry, $1,290 per head. And then we got the heifer yearlings, the yearlings. There we go. 451 head of yearlings, average weight 652, average price 241.55, $1,574.34 a head. Pairs look like there was about 9 pairs there. They look like they brought $2,738.89 per pair. Steer calves. Let me scroll. All right, I got to talk to them about this report. I get too many blank sheets in here. Steer calves, 1,066 head. Average weight, 556. Average price, $265.09. $1,475.19 per head. And on the yearling steers, there you at. There we go. Found it. Steer calves, 1,349 head were sold. Average weight, 777. 777. Yeah, I got that. All sevens. Triple sevens. Average price $249.22. Brought $1,937.03. Average per head. Let's see what the top sellers was. They had some in there. Big old load, 118 head of 989 pounders. Brought $230.50, $2,279.02 per head. How about that? There you have it. There's your report out of Beaver from up there in northwestern Oklahoma. Okay, let's see here. This came out of Drovers. I've seen this in Drovers. I'm going to share it with you. The USDA has announced several incentives to promote fair competition in American agriculture and reduce food prices for consumers. They announced this yesterday in line with President Biden's executive order on promoting competition in America, in the American economy. So, seed competition framework. The USDA has introduced a three-part strategy to enhance seed system diversity, competition, and resilience, improving patent-related disclosure for seeds to clarify research opportunities, also providing guidance to the USDA researchers on using protected germplasm, encouraging the sharing of federally funded germplasm plasma for research and plant breeding. Okay. All right. On the meat side, the USDA published a interim report assessing competitive conditions in the meat retail industry, focusing on beef markets as a case study. The report identifies increasing market concentration among top packers, distributors, and retailers, concerns from farmers and small to mid-sized processors about problematic. How's that? So I slow down a little bit, I can say it. Practices by intermediaries. So anyway, the USDA also announced steps to enhance price discovery and fairness in the cattle markets through an advanced notice of proposed rulemaking. The initiative aims to improve the base prices in fed cattle purchasing agreements, address concerns about negative effects on alternative marketing agreements, AMAs, on the spot market. And these actions are part of the Biden-Harris administration efforts to open new markets for farmers, provide more competitive choices, lower food costs for consumers, support small businesses and family farms. The USDA said it will continue in its investigative study, including through subpoenas, and seek public input on potential next steps to ensure fair competition in the agriculture sector. Additionally, in the upcoming months, the USDA will issue an advance notice of proposed rulemaking, seeking a public input and how best to address practices used in meat merchandising and that violate the Packers and Stockyard Act. All right. Our text line is 580-225-9697. This ain't got nothing to do with the cows and heifers that I asked the question about. Has anybody listening to the show today, have they ever been called on a survey or filled out? I mean, I've filled out a couple of things through the USDA, but that's on, I think, our farm survey, how old you are, how many cows you got, and all that stuff. But has anybody ever been contacted about, do you think that this is unfair, or do you think that's fair? Just curious if anybody has, because, you know, a lot of guys do AMAs. I know a lot of people that do AMAs, and I know a lot of people that take their cattle to the sale barn, and I've not heard anybody complain. The only complaining I ever hear is when the market is low, the cattle market prices are low. Right now, I haven't heard, you know, back when our market was real low during COVID and all that stuff, and our cattle prices stunk. Everybody was blaming the big four, and you don't hear a lot of that much anymore. And so, because the prices are good. So is there a trend there? my on the wrong foot there. Be vocal. That's what this show is about. I want everybody to hear both sides of the story. So anyway, all right, let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. Oh, before I take a Taylor Ranch break, I want to remind everybody, coming up Thursday, I want to do this in order to not to confuse you with times. At where is it at? There it is. 4A Softball Championship, round one, October 17th at noon on Big Elk TV. And on also you can listen live on Cool 94, Weatherford against Elk City at Devon Park in Oklahoma City. That'll be a good one. There's really good softball players on both of those teams there. And then Thursday night, BigElkTV.com, October 17th, 7 o'clock, Elk City at Douglas. Watch it. And then also Thursday at 7 o'clock on Paragon TV, Hinton will be visiting Merritt here at 7 o'clock on Paragon TV. All these games are Thursday. Anyway, let's take a Taylor Ranch break. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Game Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Sugar Creek Casino is hosting its first ever Country Fried Oktoberfest, October 16th through 19th, featuring outdoor amusement rides, carnival foods, carnival games, and live indoor concerts from Ty Herndon and Jamie O'Neill, October 17th, Kenny Fiedler and the Cowboy Killers, Trenton Flechter and Gannon Fremen, and CC Rev, October 18th, and Tracy Bird with Casey Chestnut, October 19th. Get your tickets by phone, Players Club, or online at sugarcreekcasino.com.
Have you priced or paid for airport parking lately? As my old gramps used to say, it's higher than a cashback. Well, here's a better option. Park for free when you fly out of OKC. At Wyndham Garden OKC Airport Hotel. With at least one night stay, you'll get 15 days of free parking at the Wyndham Garden. And you can enjoy a free hot breakfast buffet. The Wyndham Garden is conveniently located 1.5 miles south from the airport. So come on and park for free when you fly out of OKC. Only at the Wyndham Garden Oklahoma City Airport Hotel. Visit them online at Wyndham. OKC.com or call 405-685-4000.
Hey farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
When it comes time to put your hard-earned money toward a new vehicle, count on Lipscomb Dealerships to give you a better value and car buying experience with friendly, no-pressure sales and quality service backed by a half century of experience. Save more in the country at our seven dealerships across Texoma with over 1,000 Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Ford vehicles, plus KTMs and Can-Ams, always on sale at LipscombDealerships.com. Good people, great deals, family-owned since 1979.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Sorry, I had to spit out my cough drop. All right, let's check out some ag weather in northwestern Oklahoma. Not too far northwest, but it's been a while since I did the weather, ag weather, that is, at Butler. 59 degrees, dew point's 24, humidity's 26, the winds are out of the southeast at 11 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 69 degrees. Sunset 7:01. Sunny and 66 today, 44 for a low tonight, 73 for a high tomorrow. It looks like it's going to get a little windy tomorrow. Winds will be out of south 10 with wind gusts up to 20 to 25 miles an hour. So 10 to 21 with wind gusts up to 25. That is your ag weather update for northwestern Oklahoma. Okay, let's try. I want to get to the studio line. So my question is, and I still got a few says tickets if you want to play, text in your answer and your name to 580-225-9697. The question is, what's the difference between a heifer and a cow? So anyway, I got a couple good answers, and one's a mama and one's not. This is very true, legitimate, and in any way, let's see. Heifer has not had a calf yet. True. One prolapses, one doesn't. The difference is a cow is older and has a calf, and a heifer is younger and has not had a calf. Very good. And let's see. Ronnie from Johnson Fertilizer says that one's brown and one's not, and one's black. Ha! No, I guess it could be, depending on what herd you're in. So anyway, so if you want to participate and you want some tickets, I already notified some people a winner. I got tickets to go to Sugar Creek Casino to see Tracy Bird with Casey Chestnut this Saturday night. Anyway, send in your answer if you want to go. Make sure you put your name down too. All right, let's continue on with, I wanted to give you an update. I did see something change. Because I said, I know I got some listeners in Kingfisher County. The burn ban county-wise in state Oklahoma has changed a little bit. Kingfisher has been added. Okay. Let's see here. I'll go. Let's take me straight to the mezzanine, I think. Anyway, just a friendly reminder, if you didn't hear me announce it the other day, of what burn bans we got going on in Oklahoma, western Oklahoma mainly. Kingfisher now, Grady, Caddo, Comanche, Cotton, Tillman, Kiowa, Jackson, Greer, and Harmon counties all have a countywide burn ban going on. All right. Anyway, looks like, according to the Department of Agriculture, mostly the Forestry Service here in Oklahoma, elevated fire dangers continue Friday, focusing on eastern Oklahoma, where afternoon humidity values will dip down to around 25%. According to the Forestry Department, further west, higher dew point temperature will limit humidity values for getting into concerning range, although winds will begin to increase as precipitation chances increase for the panhandle and far western Oklahoma into the evening and overnight. Rainfall potential through Monday shows a little bit of optimism for wetting rains in the panhandle, northwest, and portions of western Oklahoma and north central Oklahoma. So we'll see. I see they've went down from 40 to 50% down to 20 and 30%. But hey, we got to have hope, right? We always got to have hope. Talk a little bit about the Taylor Ranch, because this is the Taylor Ranch Happy Hour. Taylor Ranch's entire operation is geared towards one thing, creating a great eating experience for their customers. They start by selecting the best carcass genetics available that enhance both flavors and tenderness. They are hands-on every day as they develop each calf so it will reach its full genetic potential. Then they put the calves on feed, in some cases for as many as 200 days. This optimizes and unlocks their full genetic potential and gives the consumer that juicy, mouth-watering, memorable eating experience. Taylor Ranch develops every animal as if it were going to be served at their own table. Quarters, halves, and whole beef for sale. Third-party verified, all natural and hormone-free. available. That's Taylor. Taylor Ranch Beef, 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662 to order your next quarter, half, or whole beef. It's good. I'm telling you. I promise you. It's really good. All right. So, little fun facts here. A turnkey cattle operation auction, I've seen this in Successful Farming Today, attracts 68 potential buyers. But guess what? It ends up in local hands, which is a good thing. The sale of Woodhill Farms on September 19th in Wisconsin generated interest from buyers across the country. We had about as much interest as you could have on this sale with this one, said Travis Smock, a Peoples County, our company agent who handled the 14 parcel auction. A sale of this size is uncommon for this area where very little land changes hands publicly, as it's a high quality property that was well managed for a lot of years. You put all those things together and you'll have a lot of interest. The interest comes from farmers, investors in Wisconsin and beyond the Midwest. We had bidders from Massachusetts to California and a few states in between. All in all, 68 individuals or groups from 8 states registered to bid in the auction. The sale price of about $6,644,000, and it exceeded all expectations. And the property values and property tax just went up around that area. The auction took 4 hours, which is longer than most. We had a lot of active bidding from agents, even though there was only two buyers in the end. However, if the property would have gone to the runner-up bidders, there would have been a total of 12 different buyers made up the local and out of area investors. He said about 200 people came in to watch on auction day and to see who would buy the land. The buyers of track 1 through 13 plans to keep the land as a cattle farm. According to Chris, he says the buyer of track 14 plans to use it for recreational. Somebody's got a little money. Even though there were bidders from all over the country, the two eventual buyers were from the surrounding area where the track the farm is located. Tracks 1 and 3 through 13, 6,435,000 or $8,169 an acre, and track 14 sold for 210,000, which was $6,681 an acre. Let's see here. I'm trying to see what all they had over there. It says Woodhill Farms is made up of 818 acres, including farmland, pasture, and recreational land. Over 400 acres is pasture land. 187 is row crop. The building sites includes homes, 3 separate cattle working facilities, multiple paddocks areas, and a newer sale barn, and multiple other barns and sheds. The pasture was managed rotational grazing. And so anyway, the farm can easily support 300 cow-calf pairs. Interesting. All right, let's see here. Let's take a break. Want to come back? No, let's not take a break. I got it up. Let me see if this works. I got some stuff from Tyrone Spearman on peanut harvest. Let's listen to this real quick. Hang on with me a second.
USDA's Ag Statistics Service has released a new report. This is the October estimate on the crop. Usually we're further along, but on peanuts this year, it has been delayed 2 to 3 weeks. On the peanut report, they're showing now that USDA's Ag Statistics Service has released a new report. This is the October estimate on the crop. Usually we're further along, but on peanuts this year, it has been delayed 2 to 3 weeks. On the peanut report, they're showing now that it has dropped down to 3,220,000 tons nationwide. That's down 4% from the previous report, but up 8% from last year. The area harvested is expected to be 1.75 million acres. That is up 12% from 2023. Based on the conditions right now, the average yield for the United States is at 3,683 pounds per acre, That is down 153 pounds per acre from the previous forecast and down 119 pounds per acre from last year. So the crop is getting worse. They said record high production is expected in Arkansas. On the state-by-state, they're showing Alabama. They also went up from 3,100 pounds in September up to October 3,300 pound average yield. On peanuts for Florida, 3,700 pound. That is down 200 pounds per acre on the last report. And Georgia dropped from 4,100 to 3,800 pound per acre. That's the estimate from USDA. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.
All right. This, you know, I do Tyron's updates every now and then. Peanut harvest here in western Oklahoma is in full blast. I'm sure they're pretty much kind of, I'm going to go see David Nolan, our executive director of the Oklahoma Peanut Commission, right after the show today, but get a little more up from him. I'm going to say they're getting pretty close to wrapping up, or maybe pretty much over half done around in Caddo County. And it's in full swing here in Beckham County and Greer County. And I was talking to one of the truck drivers yesterday when I was loading some peanuts down south of Carter yesterday. And he said they're just really getting wound up and going there and around Wellington and Vernon and in that area and see what's going on in that area. So peanut harvest is going strong. Cotton is just getting started. I haven't got a report from the Cotton King on whether his Mr. Stewart got his baler going Monday or not. So we'll get more about that later on. We got some cotton stuff coming up right after this Taylor Ranch break. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? High cotton. It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com. High
cotton. Are you often wondering just how much extra nutrition to feed your cattle? Kent Watkins here, owner of SEI Agritech in Elk City. A useful tool to help you know just how much to feed this winter is the Oklahoma Maisonette Cattle Comfort Advisor, a great way to help protect your herd from the brutal winter weather. Let us help you with your winter feed needs. We offer bulk or by the bag, maxi gain, or range max cattle cubes. That's SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
Paul Jones Drug offers a free service that makes taking your daily medications safe and easy. It's called convenience packaging, meaning they can combine all of your daily medications and put them in sealed, separate daily packages. This process replaces you from having to fill your daily medication dispenser. And as always, Paul Jones Drug prepares individual blister packaging for long-term care patients with their drive-through window, curbside service, and free local delivery. It's just more reasons you should choose Paul Jones Drug, 809 North Main Street in Elk City.
I'm Rodney Skinner with Paul Jones Drug, and I promise, we provide care you can trust.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling, someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with, and people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Anything you can get out and about and do in the public to keep yourself out there, seeing what's going on, and you're knowledgeable about what's going on. And you have customers come in wanting to do something, open a business or whatnot. It might be nice to have a little insight on your side. they have business plans. It's probably rare to find a business plan that has every little in and out thought out. So if you know what's going on around town, there may be something you could share with them that might either alter their plan, make their plan a different direction, speed it up, slow it down.
I'm Utah Robinson, and I help make the difference. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's see here. Let me turn that off so I don't hit the wrong button. Let's check out some Hobart Farm and Garden ag weather update for southwestern Oklahoma. Mangum, 60 degrees. Dew point's 25, humidity's 26. Winds are out of the southeast at 10 with gusts up to 18. 3-day average, 4-inch bare. Soil temperature 76 degrees. Sunset at 7:02. 68 for a high today, 41 for a low tonight, and 75 for a high tomorrow. It looks like it ain't going to be real breezy, but it's going to be a little blustery out there tomorrow. All right, let's see here. Cotton. Where is cotton? Where's my cotton report? There it is. All right. Let's see here. Here's what. In its October crop report, the USDA estimated a 2024-25 U.S. crop of 14.20 million bales. Upland production was estimated at 13.69 million, and the ELS production at 516,000 bales. Harvest area was estimated 8.64 million acres, implying a non-harvest area of 2.54 million acres. The resulting abandonment rate is 22.73%. The national average yield per harvested acre was estimated to be at 789 pounds, at 74 pounds lower than the five-year average. The USDA did note that given the timing of the survey, relative to the Hurricane Helene moved through the southeast, the full impact of the storm may not be reflected until future reports. So keep that in mind. All right, let's see what's happening in our area. The southwest upland crop is estimated at 4.88 million bales. The expected harvested area is 4.09 million. And the regional yield is 573 pounds, 87 pounds lower than their five-year average of 660 pounds per harvested acre. The Texas upland crop is estimated at 4.40 million bales. The expected harvested area is 3.65 million acres, and the average yield is 579 pounds, which is down 72 pounds, according to this, with expected yields of 760 pounds, minus 25. Kansas is down in terms of yield when compared to their five-year average. That's what that was, 760. Oklahoma is down in terms of yield with estimated 442 pounds per acre. That's down 260 pounds. Upland production in the west is estimated at 430,000 bales. And that's out west in Arizona stuff. So, wow. I can't get used to that. Kansas growing cotton. I'm sorry. I'm not making fun of Kansas. Anyway, I'm just like, when I went up there pheasant hunting here, what was it, 5-6 years ago, I was sitting there going by and there was round bales of cotton sitting out in the field. And I thought, no wonder there ain't no pheasant. They're growing cotton. So anyway, let's continue on with a little bit of cotton. Let's see here. The 2025 Beltwide registration is open. Cotton Conference will be January 14th through the 16th at the New Orleans Marriott. Of course, it's in New Orleans, Louisiana. If you're going to that, get registered up. And then here says, net export sales for the week ended October 3rd, 2024 was 101,700 bales. This brings total 24-25 sales to approximately 5.5 million already. Total sales at the same point in the 23-24 marketing year was around 6.1. So it looks like down about 600,000 bales. Total new crop for the 25-26 sales are at 423,600 already. Shipments for the week were 104,700 bales, bringing total exports to date to 1.3 million bales compared to 1.7 million bales last year in the 23-24 marketing year. Need to share this with you. I shared it with you yesterday. It's a great thing that they're doing. So the Unlimited Outdoor Adventures Foundation annual barbecue and auction is coming up this Saturday, October the 19th at noon. It'll be at the First Methodist Church in Cheyenne, Oklahoma. All proceeds going to getting kids with limiting in the outdoors. This year we have 15 families coming to hunt on donated land. Auction items, Lake Texoma striper fishing trip, Foss Lake bow fishing, quail hunt with lodging, champion generator, several other gift bags, and much, much more. This Saturday, just show up October 19th at noon at the First Methodist Church at Cheyenne. And if those ladies at that church are cooking, I'm telling you, it's worth a trip to Cheyenne to go eat their food. I don't know if that's true or not. Hopefully, maybe Greg's listening. It don't matter. We'll just assume they're cooking. So, anyway, it's a great organization. Please go help. And they'd appreciate it. Speaking of hunting, let's finish out the show with this. Why does hunting matter? Because, think about it, a lot of hunting lodges and hunting camps and all that good stuff, they keep economies thriving and prevent environmental catastrophic. So think about this. So why hunting matters? How hunters keep economies thriving? Believe it or not, if hunting were a company, it would be a Fortune 500 giant. In 2020, hunters and sports shooters pumped a whopping $149 billion into the U.S. economy. That's not pocket change. It's enough to make hunting the 52nd largest company by retail sales if it were listed on the Fortune 500, according to Land Trust. This money was spent on equipment such as shotgun and ammunition, trip-related expenses like lodging and transportation, licensing, leases, and much, much more. But it's not just about sales. The industry supports 970,000 jobs across the country. To put this in perspective, if hunting were an employer, it would be the third largest private sector employee in the United States. These jobs create over $45 billion in wages and income in 2020 alone. A recent report by the National Deer Association revealed that the average of 88% of state white-tailed deer harvests occur on private lands. This statistic underscores the critical role that private landowners play in wildlife management conservation. In states like Texas, where 99% of the land is privately owned, access to private land is essential for effective deer population management. But it's also a big money deal in Texas also. That's why you're seeing a lot of Texas people coming into Oklahoma hunting and leasing land up here. It's just, you know, I think the WMAs, what WMAs they are for hunting in Texas, because I had one down there where I used to work down there by Carrizo. It was draw only. It's not like public land. Like, I'm going in there hunting, and you probably don't want to anyway. There'd probably be a million people in there hunting. So anyway, it's crazy. So the reliance on private land for hunting varies across regions. In the Southeast, 93% of deer harvests occur on private land, while in the Midwest and Northeast, the figures are 91 and 81%. This highlights the need to private landowners to allow public access for hunting, especially in states with limited public land. the ripple effect from local to national. Oklahoma contributes about $1.25 billion to the state's economy, the hunting does, supporting 8,640 jobs and generating $369 million in labor income. New York, 865,000 hunters generate $265 million in state and local taxes. California, even though we know how they are, 1.5 million shooters spend $1.2 billion. Texas, the Lone Star State, sees an economic contribution of $5 billion. Crazy. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. God bless.